It's the Speedway Show, an idea exchange empowering you to live well, live fully, and love deeply. And now, here's our host, Speedway Pierce.
This is FM 89.9 KMOJ. We are the People's Station. Good morning, welcome to the program, The African Roots Connection. My name is Charles Dennis, and it's a pleasant Saturday morning here from the Twin Cities. And if you're tuning in via the internet, we'd like to welcome you also. And if you are local, we'd like to say welcome also. And we do have a very exciting program for you this morning. And if you are one of my Facebook connections, you probably saw the headlines for the program this morning. And this morning we are going to be talking about the, I don't know how to term it, but we're going to be actually talking about Ephesians 5 verses 22 to 23. And that says, wives, submit to your husband. Now, there are a lot of women out there have a problem with the word submit. So today we're going to take your phone call to talk about this. And when the Bible says submit to your husband, I didn't really talk about submit in the prop in the real context from a Webster dictionary to submit to your husband, or there's a biblical interpretation to the word submit. So today, this morning, we're going to talk about an FM 89.9 KMOJ. We ask you to pick up the phone, dial in, and express your views. So the phone numbers here are 612-377-3456. If you don't want to miss it, wherever you are around the world, give us a call. We're live streaming at www.AfricanRootsConnection.com. Anyway, Pierce will be here with me, and she was on 2 weeks ago. Nice program we had. She has a blog that she does every Sunday, but you can listen to it all through the week. So she's coming on the program. She's my co-anchor this week. FM 89.9 KMOJ. We are the People's Station. And like I said, this morning our topic is the book of Ephesians in the Bible, Ephesians 5, chapter 5, verse 22, that says, wives, submit yourselves to your own husband as you do to the Lord. And this morning we're talking about it because I think maybe if we step back a generation, okay, females didn't have as much problem with it as we have today. I can speak from experience, you know, my wife's in her circle, they have a problem with the word submit. I mean, it's not that they're disrespectful to their husbands, but why should wives submit to their husband and husband not submit back to their wife? This is the topic this morning. I'm here with Steve. We're talking about this. We want to hear your views on this scripture. 612-377-3456. Give us a call, yeah, and share your view. So, Speedway, this particular reference is made 3 times in the Bible.
I did not know it was.
Oh, you know, I'm letting you know because I researched that.
Well, okay. So let me tell you the passage that I actually did read.
Okay.
I started to read Ephesians.
Uh huh.
And I noticed that there's a whole context around that instruction.
Okay.
So if you start ahead, 21. If you go to Ephesians 5, 21 to 29,
okay,
you get the whole context.
All right.
And the first thing is, you know, it says, submit. 21 says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Right?
She got me on that one.
Now, you know what that says to me, right? That says we're both submitting.
You're right. That's true.
So there's a mutual obligation, right? And then it goes into why submit yourself to your own husband as you do to the Lord, right?
Uh-huh.
For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body of which he's the Savior, right?
Uh-huh.
And so, but then it also says, husband, love your wife.
Oh, we know that. We're going to love our wives.
Christ loves
But anyway, so we do have someone on the phone line. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Christian principles, it's kind of like one of the things that you can say that with your mouth, but your heart is not in it, you know. So it's all about context. It's like the man is the head of the house. That's how God structured it. But he can only be the head of the house if God or Christ is his head. So is God, then the man, then the woman, then the children. You know, it's in order. But a lot of people take it up out of context. But if you're a man and you really don't know your role in God, and then if you're a woman and you don't know your role in God, then it happens as it is, a bunch of confusion, because it's taken way up out of context. And like the sister said, that as a man reference God, then he will reference his husband, and then the wife will reference her husband, because of they are in commune, a perfect context, if they understand, they fully study the scripture and understand what it is. But because we live up under this Western rule that speaks of God in language, but the heart is not there.
All right,
peace and blessings,
brother. Okay, thanks a lot. But you know, he mentioned reverence, but the key word is submit. I mean, no matter how you look at it, it is submit. So,
yeah.
Women who have a problem with that particular word, are you one of those?
No.
Okay, so are they against the Bible?
This is what I think. I think that the caller was right, that we have change the context of what that means. I think when you say to a woman today, submit, you may as well say bow down. Okay? But that, it raises connotations of dominance, of being forced to do something I don't want to do. If you think about our history as a people, think about African people.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what we think about when somebody says submit, you know, it raises potentially connotations of slavery, where Africans were forced to submit to
the colonial power.
Mm-hmm. Whether it's slavery or whether it's colonialism, historically, submission has not been a positive thing for us. And I think with women, submission historically sometimes has meant that, you know, the man is in power, he has the financial authority over you, you have to do what the male-dominated society says you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think when we think submission, those are the images that come to mind, and that's what we rage against.
My thing is with that, what's the problem with submitting to your husband? I mean, our parents did it. Some of them did it with ease. How come now this generation has a problem with submitting?
I'll give you two answers.
Sure.
I've heard women say, because my husband doesn't know what he's doing. Because I don't trust him. Because he doesn't make good decisions. Because, you know, like the caller said earlier, if you have a man who knows his role,
okay,
right? I don't have an issue submitting. But if he is abusive, if he is not really commanding of respect because he's not making good decisions in household, then I think in that situation a woman will say, yeah, but, you know, really? You want me to submit to that?
So I guess for you, the key issue is if a man has proven himself to be a moral leader, a leader that is grounded in God's words, you don't have a problem with submitting, because the scripture said, first of all, he has to be in God.
Yeah. I don't have a problem submitting. Because actually, when you think about it, you know, we submit every day. So when I go to work, there is a hierarchy, right?
Right.
I have two paralegals who report to me. I report to the Associate General Counsel. I report to the General Counsel. He has a boss. And so there is a hierarchy within which all of us submit to one another.
Right.
And so submission isn't necessarily, when I read it in the context of the Bible, I'm not reading it as bow down. I'm reading it as there are roles that men and women have in household, and their accountability
but
that
when
we
you,
both have.
When you define the word submit, it says to give over or yield to the power of authority of another, to subject to some kind of treatment or influence, to present for approval, consideration or decision of another or others. You know, so, I mean, at work, one would argue that at work is a structure you're getting into, where a relationship is something you develop, both of you are built together. So I don't see where that hierarchy should exist. If from, you know, and what is key is, and again, joining the conversation, 612-377-3456, we're talking about Ephesians 5, verses 22, that say, wives, submit to your husband. And we're not talking about Ephesians 5:21.
No, but it's a choice, right? Because, you know, every relationship is a choice. Every relationship. My relationship with you, we're sitting here, we're having a conversation, we both chose to be here, right? In a marital situation, in a lot of societies, I won't say enough, but in a lot of societies, who you marry is a matter of your choice.
Right.
So if I have chosen to marry you, and I want to live in a Christian household, because remember that Ephesians 5:21 applies to the Christian household.
Right.
Right. Or I would say, I broaden it from that, I'd say the God-centered household, because there are lots of God-fearing people who are not necessarily Christians. But if we are to have a God-centered marriage, then I have chosen you as my husband. And surely, hopefully if I've chosen correctly, you are somebody that I can respect, that I can honor, that I'm willing to submit to in the context of your leadership as the head of our household.
Mm-hmm. You know, for some reason, when you are dating or courtship, the issue of leadership or submission
doesn't come up.
Doesn't come up. But for some reason, when you slip on the rings, then it's like, well, I'm the man. You know, I'm the head of the whole thing. What is that? Where does that come from? Why wasn't it there? Why don't you go to a website, a dating website, or a little dating lunch, say, hi, I'm Charles, and if you marry me, you got to submit to me. And let's start off that way. Why we got to start off that way?
Because I might say,
So my thing is, why do you always have to start off? And I know, guys, we always like, oh, baby, whatever you want is fine. Whatever you want to do, this is where you want to go. If that's what you want to do. And then when we get married, we're like, oh, no, did you ask me? You know? It's like, so in a social context and taking this out of the Bible, if you could share with us your views on as to how relationships start off one way as a partnership, and then after marriage, you know, guys out of a sudden grow to say, you know, hey, I'm the man.
Well, I think there's a lot couples don't talk about before they get married, right? So there's cultural issues for the African, for those who are African who are, say, married to African-Americans.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of cultural difference that a lot of times we don't discuss.
Mm-hmm.
There are couples who get married and don't talk about whether or not they're going to have children, how many children they're going to have. And I think this whole issue of submission is one of those issues that nobody really thinks about. Because if you don't have a... Yeah, there are lots of people who go to church. They go to temple. They go to masjid. Whatever your place of worship is. And they come home and they've done their duty and they're good.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not necessarily living by the instruction that is in the Bible, for example. Right? And so it's not one of those things that naturally comes up in conversation. I don't think it comes up.
So if you're listening, if you're single, or if you're listening, you're married, we're talking about Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22, verse 22 that says, wives, submit to your husband. Is that something you think we should follow literally? You know, we should really submit and bow down to women should bow down to their husband. So again, if you're single or married, you can call and tell us what you think. And if you're single, when you get married, would you submit to your husband? And if you're married, call us and tell us, are you submitting to your husband right now? But first of all, you have to be in a Christian home, because preceding verses talk about that has to be the context for which you will submit to your husband. It has to be a Christian home where he is in the Word, right?
Right. Okay. And he's leading.
Right. He's leading. Okay. So the phone number is here, 612-377-3456. Call us to talk about it. The first call that I called, he was advocating about context. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But come on, Speedway. This stuff has appeared in three places in the Bible. They didn't try to change the words. I mean, like even in the Gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, there's slight variations in every book. But when you come to this whole submit, you know, if you look at Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, it's used the word submit. Corinthians 11:2 talks about submit. Anyway, we got the phone lines lit up right now, so let's take some calls here.
Good morning and welcome to the program. Hello? Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, yes,
sir. Are we doing pretty well?
I was actually just calling to comment, answer a question you asked. You made a statement earlier that our parents, our older generation submitted.
I said some of them, not all of them.
Okay. Well, and I think majority of it is, you have, like you said, that Africans, they were raised and structured in a different form than newer generation was. If you look at us, we, younger generation in America, are raised to stand on our own and do things for ourselves and things like that. Once you're married, you kind of expect the same thing from your husband. So if we are submitting ourselves to our husband, we kind of feel like they have to submit themselves, not in the same form, but they have to also follow what the scripture says to us as well as we are doing it to them. And when that is not equally in sense made, then that whole thing is broken.
And I think that's where it comes down
to newer generation versus the older generation.
Okay,
well, I do have a question for you. So when you say we submit to our husbands, what does that look like for you?
Well, and I think mostly when I'm looking, I'm 30 and I'm married.
Okay.
And when I'm submitting to my husband, yes, I'm looking at him as the household, but in a sense, it comes down to the whole respect thing, and it comes down to how is he treating me as a wife. And if I feel like that is not in place, then I take the role of him. I feel like I have to make that decision. I have to do certain things because he's not doing it.
Okay, well, thanks for your call. We appreciate it. Bye-bye. So I guess our whole point is, again, going back to your point that if the husband is in the work, then it's okay to submit to him. We will take another phone call. Yeah, good morning. Welcome to the program.
The point of submission, I think what happens with, I'm just going to speak, I'm an African-American woman. What happens in an with African-American women is a lot of men, I think a big role reversal happens. A lot of men, they can't produce or they can't give the house what it needs. So, for example, say the man isn't working or he's lost his job or whatever, the woman has to reverse her role.
So, are you saying if I don't have a job, make me less of a man?
No, not at all. I'm saying, say for example, some unforeseen thing happens where you may have lost your job, and you may have lost your job for a while, and the wife has to now be the head of the house, and she has to provide and do the things for the house. And say that for some particular reason, the man, he never gets back into that position of getting a job. He never gets, or it may go on for a while, I don't know. He doesn't get a job. I think what happens is she feels like she is the head of the house now because for so long she's done that. You know what I'm saying? I don't think she had the problem with submitting to him, but it's like, how can I submit to you if I'm doing all this, but then you're demanding things from me, but you're not contributing to these things? You know?
Okay. I got you. Thanks for your view. You guys have to add to that.
Is contribution? Did she leave?
Yes, she left, but we do have somebody else.
Asking, is contribution, does it have to be financial?
I know.
Is a man defined by whether he's bringing the bread into the house, or is it defined by the relationship between the man and the woman?
That's, I thought it'd be relationship, but we do have another call in line. Good morning, welcome to the program.
I think the structure of relationship of marriage in the work thing for is slightly different, because when you have men that use submission in a historical context to oppress women, the world submission automatically when, especially African American women, when they hear that world, the first thing that comes to their mind is the system of oppression. But in actuality, submission is just mean trusting somebody. For you to surrender your life to somebody and to be with them is actually saying, you know what, I trust you enough to be with you. Now, in the content of playing a role, I do believe that marriage is an institution, in spite of the fact that we all have responsibility, and if one person is not fulfilling their responsibility, it automatically becomes a problem. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening to you.
See, what I'm trying to say is that it's almost as if a man not having a job in the African American community, it's like almost a taboo. I mean, and then you lost your respect. Deterioration of the African American home.
All right, man. You know what? Yeah, the point you made that I really like is that submission is not that you bow down someone, but it's a trusting relationship, and I kind of really like that. So I'd like to thank you for making your point this morning, okay? Thank you. Bye-bye. Good morning and welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I think that one of the areas that we have not addressed today is what it means to be married. I think, first of all, you have to address the idea that, yes, the man may be the head, but women are the neck that turn the head.
So, oh, boy.
Hello. Go ahead.
Partnership in a marriage is all about saying that, first of all, this is my life partner. This is someone that I love and I trust. And from a Christian perspective, Scripture never addresses women as far as telling us to love our husbands. The Bible tells men to love their wives. That is a direct...
Yes, ma'am.
We have no problem with submission. Because submission means, first of all, I'm going to follow you as you follow Christ. I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to wonder what the situation in my household is going to be. That means the trust is going to be there, the love is going to be there, the respect is going to be there. And I think the moment you look at marriage as some corporate concept, you destroy the whole premise of family. A team doesn't work like that. Everyone has a role to play. And when everyone plays their role well, it works. The moment everyone steps out of place, and that's in basketball or anything else.
You got to stay in your lane, huh?
Because we're not confident that he can do the job that he's supposed to do.
Okay, so then part of the challenge really is stemmed from the very first thing you said, which is the choice in the marriage itself. If I have chosen, because I think, you know, as I said earlier, marriage is a choice. That relationship, for many of us, not for all women all over the world, but for many of us, that relationship is a choice. So in choosing my spouse, then I have to choose someone that I can feel confident is going to deliver the kinds of things that you were and the kinds of qualities that you were talking about earlier. Isn't that right?
Oh, okay. Okay, well, that's a good piece of advice, though. So, thanks for calling this morning. We appreciate your input to this topic, okay? Thank you. FM 89.9 KMOJ. We are the People's Station. This is the program, The African Roots Connection. And this morning, we're talking about the biblical text that says in Ephesians 5, wives submit to your husband. And we get pros and cons, but we'll see. We'll take another call. See. Good morning, Walker. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, you're live.
What the problem is, the white man put the black woman over the black man. See, with white women, they have always played the part of being the wife and let the man run the house. As well, the black woman would tell, the black woman would tell the black man what to do, what not to do. And she still does it today.
But why can't my wife tell me what to do, especially if I don't know what to do, and if she knows that particular thing that I struggle with? Why can't I say, honey, can you help me? Why can't she tell me what to do? But is it fair for me to tell? Huh? Oh, of course. Not right, because I was going to say, my wife doesn't degrade me. She's black. So, not all of them, right? Okay. You're right.
I think maybe that's just the woman you were with.
it's.
I said maybe that was the woman you were with. You picked the wrong woman. Okay.
And I saw the difference in race, right?
Right. So again, we talk about individual experience here, correct? Right. All right, bro. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it, man. All right, bye. FM 89.9 KMOJ. We are People's Station. Welcome to the program. This is the African Roots Connection. Hello. Go ahead.
Breakup of the family start happening, especially with the relationship between a man and a woman, a black man and a black woman, when all our people started getting some public assistance, and the welfare office said you couldn't have a man in the house. And if you did, he had no power, he couldn't have no say-so. The check went into the woman's name. So she ran everything, money runs everything. So if she's got all the money, the kids got to come to mom and ask for everything. When the social worker comes back, you got to hide the shoes, you got to hide everything. He can't be in the house.
Hey, brother, let me ask you a question. If you had a daughter who was married, and her husband maybe didn't have a job, and you had to give her money to feed the kids, is that something you would be happy doing? That she's married and this man cannot take care of your daughter, you have to support her? Yeah, but would you want to support her consistently, and then this man is living off your money that you gave to your daughter, and he cannot provide for his family? Well, and it's true, and I think one of the things that I hear, today a lot of everybody who referenced the system, talk about the system, is to be blamed for that. But I think the system should not support a woman who's married and her husband can't do for her. The system should only help single women. Even in the Bible, single women were people who that would need the assistance of the community more than a married person. All men should be able to provide for their wives. And if you cannot, there are a lot of programs, just like the welfare system, that get you back to work. And I'm speaking from experience, All right. Thank you.
I call it the new Jim Crow. Why, then they arrested every black woman that they possibly could. They arrested every black man and gave him 5 years for lottery, for shooting dice, for doing little mental things.
I hear you, brother. You're right. But, you know, good luck to the girls. I hope you win today, man. Thank you. Take care. Bye. FM 89.9 KMOJ, we are the People's Station. This is the program, The African Roots Connection. I'm here with my guest, Sweetway, and we talk about Ephesians 5, verse 22, wives submit to your husband.
Well, you know what that last caller raised was the question of what is the husband's responsibility in the household, which is what we've heard some women say, well, you know, if he's not tending to his responsibilities, then the role reversal happens.
But you know, again, I don't want to sound like I'm an outcast, because I know I'm not. But I think a husband's role doesn't depend on his finances. You are a man if you're working or not working.
Okay.
But I'm hearing like two or three calls saying if he can't do what he should do for his family and the wife steps in that role, she shouldn't step in that role.
And maybe the question is, what are the expectations? So when the man leads the household, what does that really mean? He's supposed to be the head of the household. What does that mean?
Well, I guess to those who are saying that, it means leaving the house means
providing.
Yeah.
You know. What else?
Some other things we can't get into right now. Good morning. Welcome to the program. Thank you for calling.
The Bible, as you stated about man being the head of the household, you know, the other parts that go with it is that woman is the head of the child, Christ being the head of the man, God being the head of us all. So a woman would have no problem submitting to a man as long as that man is submitting to God. It is the nature of the woman to submit to God, and so she would find it easy to submit to God in a man. The problem is that has been preached from a male chauvinistic viewpoint, and now men expect a woman to treat him like a man. Unfortunately, he's been taught to act like a slave boy. And so it has produced a difficulty in the household where the respect level is not where it should be. What I mean is, it is the nature of the man to be the ruler. It is the nature of the woman to submit to the ruler. But even
though with man the nature is to be a ruler, but they're not always good rulers though, right? Okay.
In order to be the right type of ruler.
You got it. I got you, brother. Thanks for calling this morning. That's a good point, though. Thank you. This is FM 89.9. But again, before we talk about it as a speedway, you reminded me about before Ephesians 22, there's Ephesians 21.
Yes.
That says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
Yes.
And that's very, very important as we talk about who's the leader of the house or head of the house. You have to submit to your wife at some point. And some guys on here have a problem with that. Or asking her for directives, or she giving directives, or what have you.
I think it's a partnership. Really, is at the end of the day, it has to be a partnership, because there are, you know, men and women were created differently. There are certain qualities that men have, certain qualities that women have, and I think together they make up a whole marriage.
Right.
And in that context, I think there has to be collaboration between the man and the woman, and there have to be roles that are defined. So in our household spouse, what is it that you're going to have dominion over and accountability for? What is it that I as a woman will have dominion over and accountability for? And so I don't think, at least from a biblical perspective, I don't think that whole submission concept is so much one of the men better,
right,
as much as it is a division of functional roles within the relationship. Just like the lady who said earlier, you got the head, you got the neck, you can't have one without the other in order for them to both function.
Sure, okay, let's take this call. Good morning, welcome to the program.
Yes, should you support him if he's working well? Not working well, you know, it depends on the situation. I mean, maybe the guy has a felony that was given to him unjustly, and he's having a difficulty working, and so he finding work. And so I, all this vagueness about it, and I just think that it would be as simple as, first of all, principle should lead any decision anybody makes. And it doesn't matter whether it's the man or the woman, the principle tells you. I mean, what are we saying? Are we saying that if a man wants a Prius and the girl wants a Cadillac, because he's a man, he gets to choose? Are we saying, or is it a moral question? Are we saying that if a woman wants to homeschool a kid, the man wants to send him to a Catholic school because he's a man? I don't, it would seem to me the principle would dictate that, okay, we are a people that are enslaved, and all of our challenges are from colonialism, and so do we approach, if we go to Catholic school, is that going to help our people get free? Or if we do homeschooling, is that going to help our people get free? Caesar, what Caesar? There is the only thing African about the Bible are the stories that are mad misinterpreted, made literal, and I heard him say, a theologian say on NPR radio, this is where I am, a few weeks back, he said no serious theologian will argue that Jesus was existed as the Son of God. The people that wrote about him were hundreds of years after he was even here, when them people don't even write. They weren't even illiterate people yet. So,
we appreciate you. Thank you. You know, when we talk about African roots, the name of this program, and talking about what you should get back to, in my view, whatever that we do or we can do to empower or make us better as a people is what our roots are. Because I believe that the black race didn't come out of what we are today. We evolved into being who we are today because of certain circumstances and conditions. But I think we started off as just as good as anybody in this world or better. So if talking about Ephesians 5 and how some women have a problem submitting, or how some women have a problem of not looking up to a man because it's not working, if that will make a black family stronger, yes, I will talk about it on this radio program for 1 hour from 9, 10 o'clock. That's what I'm talking about. That's what makes us better. We cannot always look at something from the context of a politically correct answer. Sometimes we got to get to the roots of it. And this scripture is where it's at. And I'm sorry for my Muslim brothers. I love you. I grew up in a Muslim home. But right is right. And I'm sure the Islam that I grew up into, I saw my granddaddy honor and respect my grandmother. And in the Bible, in the Christian home, I honor and respect my wife. So it doesn't matter which religion you've been to. I agree with the brother, he says about principle, but that principality that we're talking about exists in every religion. It's the principle of doing good and doing bad. You cannot suppress your wife. You cannot force her to submit to you. You have to love and honor her. And that's what we're talking about. And if that makes us better people as, make us better people as a black people, then we'll talk about it.
You know, on the Siwe show, one of the things that is the foundational notion is that actually, if you look at the major religions, if you look at Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism, what you find, Islam, what you find is that a lot of the truths about how to live are the same. So whether you believe that Jesus was the Son of God, whether you believe that he was a great prophet, if you look, for example, in the Quran and in the Bible, you will find every one of the Ten Commandments almost verbatim.
Yeah.
So there is a great deal of similarity, and I think it's because truth is the same. Truth is the same, wherever you look at it. And so when we're talking about how do we treat each other as husband and wife, regardless of your religion, it is the same. It falls apart if you don't respect one another.
But who doesn't love and honor, who doesn't cherish them? If I love my wife, I got to cherish and honor her. It is simple and easy. Good morning and welcome to the program. Good morning.
I think that you have a good subject this morning, and I'm a little hoarse, so bear with me. I believe that Jesus was the Son of God, and I know that he is. And I think that a lot of Christian women, they marry men that are not saved, and then they have problems, you know, with domestic violence, and they have nowhere to go, and they might have 7 or 8 kids, you know, and the husband might be an alcoholic. So therefore, nowadays, so many women are taking care of men more than back in the day, you know, when black men did not have jobs and they did not have, you know, no way of supporting themselves. You know, the women would stick by them and take care of them and the children. And so now today we have a lot of that. So I think that everybody should get a fresh perspective on marriage before they do it. So that.
Correct. Thanks for your point. Loud and clear, we heard that. Thank you. FM 89.9 KMOJ, We Are the People's Station. This is the program, The African Roots Connection. And on this program, we talk about everything that promotes us as a people. And be it religion, be it family, medicine, politics, whatever it is that makes us better, we will talk about it. We don't always have to talk about relationships between African and African Americans. I know that's a very hot topic and people want to talk about it. Sometimes we got to address other issues that are playing us, some other issues that destroy the very element that builds us up. And so one of those are just the family values that we talk about. Having a mom and a dad, getting along, so they can be a shining example for their kids to emulate. That cannot be wrong. I don't think so.
You know, one of the things that this last caller said that I think is very interesting is, you know, if you go by what your, I call it a life manual on my show, and your life, I call it that because your life manual is really the instructional scripture that you read, whether it's the Bible, the Quran, the Bhagavad Gita, whatever it is. If you go by that, that gives you the best instruction for how to live in the best way, right? So that's what we're talking about. What is the highest and best standard? And actually, to her point, there are instructions, too, on how to select the spouse, right? So if you did not select the right spouse to begin with, then you're going to have issues with respect and honor and submission, because if you, for example, are in a relationship and you're married to someone who is not grounded in God, and you are, then there's certain values you're just not going to share. And then it becomes hard to say, okay, see, I got to honor you, and I got to submit to you, but here's what you're supposed to be doing. And he's looking at you like, what? I'm not doing that.
Right.
Then what do you do?
It's, I think again, if we love our wives, I don't think they will have a problem of submitting. And I do have a problem with the word submit also. I gotta let you know, I'm a guy, but I don't want a wife that would submit to me. I want a wife that would honor me and respect me.
Okay.
So if I come with some kind of argument to what you're saying, hear me out. Mm-hmm. Let reason. And like let the definition of our life manual, whatever that you always talk about, our moral values, let it come into play, and let's make a decision based upon what both of us believe in as moral values. You know, and if you happen to win as my wife, that's fine. I don't always have to win. It doesn't always have to be my way, because Lord knows my way sometimes is a very wrong way. You know, and then also I realize by being married, sometimes there are skills that you are not 100% in, and your wife is. Like when every time I write, my wife reads, and I get very mad. But guess what? Sometimes one or two errors.
I'm gonna suggest something. You tell me.
You know.
I'm gonna suggest something that might be controversial.
Okay.
There are studies that would suggest that women are better leaders in the workforce than men.
Guess what? Guess what? I 110% support that.
Okay.
I believe that.
Let's go to, you know, we've heard people talk about slavery, but let's go to pre-slavery times, right? We're talking about the Bible. Let's start with the first couple, Adam and Eve,
right?
It was Adam's job to have dominion over the animals, and it was to Adam that God gave the command not to eat the fruit,
right?
So Eve eats the fruit. Who was accountable first? It was Adam, right? God goes to Adam first and says, you know, basically, what are you guys doing down there? And so what if God gave man the role of the head of the household as a stretch role? Because he already knew that women had all these qualities. They had leadership qualities. And maybe if he didn't give the role to Adam, Adam would have not
naturally just assumed it. He'd have sort of let Eve, you know, handle on the show.
you know, that's
what if it was a stretch role for Adam.
That's what you were saying, but you know, you're saying that to the wrong guy, because again, I believe that a woman should not submit to a man, but I feel that she should honor and respect him.
Okay.
And I
so
don't
what
think,
is submission to you? Is submission bowing down?
Yes. I think it, according to my definition, it's to give yourself to someone or to other for approval. I don't need to approve of my wife. I don't need to validate her. She is as beautiful as can be, made by, created by the master. I have no place in validating her. I have no place in approving her. I mean, I saw her as she was, and I took her. Like you said, it's a choice.
Yeah.
So why am I not having a problem to inspecting her, to validate her mental judgment or her physical attributes? I don't think so. Because, again, if I ask someone, a female right now, tell me what you think of Charles, I'll get some pretty sour, bitter, and nasty description. Because not everyone is appealing to everyone. Not everyone sees good in everyone. I mean, that's just the word, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So why do you go asking for someone when you know you're not perfect? Why do you look for perfection where there isn't one?
What does submission mean that in our defined role within the household, you get to be the decision maker if we don't agree? For example, just easy example. Let's say we're married, you have dominion over the garage.
Right.
And we can't agree on what color the walls of the garage should be. The answer is, the walls are going to be slate gray instead of, you know, hint of mint green, which is what I would prefer.
Okay.
Because that's your dominion. That's what we have agreed to be your role. And I use a very simple example. But, you know, maybe sometimes submission is simply saying, you know what? I don't agree, but it's not that big a deal. This is your show, you decide.
Again, you're correct. That's from my lady's perspective. But for me, as a guy,
mm-hmm.
if my wife wants the garage, where it's my spot, my space, or my man cave, painted a different color, if I stood before man and God, and I vow to love you and care for you,
mm-hmm.
and I adore you, is a color on the wall too much to give you?
Well, that one would think that if I feel that way about you, my husband, I should be able to just give you whatever color you want.
But in case you do not give me that,
uh-huh.
can I not give you that? Because if I do that today, who knows tomorrow? I might pick the picture, the color of the kitchen. Because you're learning from example. You know,
no,
it's
going to be like, that's my dominion. You can't pick the color of the kitchen.
But what I'm saying is sometimes that we teach one another by example.
Okay.
If you're always very forgiving of your partner, at some point, if you make a mistake, you'll be like, oh, not a big deal. There's probably a lot of mistakes, and he's forgiving me, so let's move on.
Okay, so you extend grace to me, I extend grace to you.
And that's how I see it, because again, if you really, really love her, that you profess before man and God, what is too big for her?
So is it really a virtuous circle, whereby, you know, I defer to you,
yes.
you defer to me?
Yes.
And between the two of us, it's sort of, no, after you. No, after you.
Right. And at some point, it will get to be, because if you strive to please me, and I strive to please you, we're pleasing one another. It's not a bad day. Everything is for your good, it's for my good. That's when, in my absence, you make a decision. I know that all you're trying to show me is you're in my best interest. So if you make a decision while I'm away, the first thing that comes to mind is, would she hurt me? No, she's always shown to me, all through the course of this relationship, that my best interest is her heart. So why should I even contest?
So that goes to the heart of the relationship, right? So if you have the right relationship, then that works. Because I will always know that my
yes.
husband, my wife, has my best interest at heart. They will never hurt me. So
right.
I can trust you, which
right.
is one of something that one of the callers said. It's really about trust. If I can trust, then I don't have an issue with submission. I don't have an issue with needing control.
Matter of fact, you would be submitted without using the word submit.
It doesn't feel like,
you know?
it feels like we have a partnership.
Exactly.
And we're agreeing on,
but I think as men or husbands, sometimes I think, again, I don't want to use the word submit, but I think there are times where you have to yield a bow to your wife and say, you know what, in this particular aspect or in this area, I admire your strength, or I think you're more versed than I am, so you have to make a choice. some guys might call it submission. I don't. I call it as you and I on the same team. So if I use your expertise to make this team better, I'm a winner, you a winner. Because if I write an email to someone that I'm so proud and I can't let my wife edit my writing, and it goes out, I'll be like, what kind of man is this? He's not, I got to question his educational status because look how he's writing. But if she helps me and I can put together a very nice email and it goes out, I'll be like, wow,
This is
not. So again, I'm winning.
Well then, is it so bad that the Bible says husbands? Wives should submit. If there was a different word, would you feel better about it? So let's say it didn't say, wives submit to your husbands. It said, wives honor your husbands. Would that be a better word today?
I think it would be a lot better. A lot of females, especially this generation, would be like, oh, that's cool. I can honor him. But I think, I purposely did this on this program, leaving out that word, husband loves your wife, love your wife as Christ loved the church. And like you said, it's a circle, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have to love her. I tell you one thing, when I was dating my wife, I didn't want her to mow the lawn at her house. And I said, I can do it. She was like, you know what? I'm going to continue to do this until I see some consistency in you that you're going to do it. Because I don't want to get it off my to-do list. And then one day my grass is so tall because you're busy doing your own lawn at your house.
Okay.
But for me, I think that's genuine because I have to prove myself as a good leader before anybody can follow me. It happens on the job.
Oh, that's a good point.
That's a good point. So again, I'm one of those guys who the word submit is a little too tough. We can put honor, we can put respect. And I think it's a two-way street that you have to love your wife, but you have to respect you. And I know my wife is listening to me and rolling her eyes like, yeah. Because I'm not a perfect husband, but I try. I try to reassess myself and see where I can improve, where I'm falling short. And sometimes it's hard to break old habits, but you just have to try. You have to accept.
Well, I asked my significant other the other day about this topic.
Uh-huh.
And he says, well, when I think of you, I don't really think of the words submission. Because I'm sitting there like, I'm a submissive woman. I'm trying to submissive woman. He said, no, not really.
No, we know you guys are not. But again, just for a second, please, we'll let it go. We'd like to take the last call. Hello? Hello?
Who's that? Brings that man and that woman together is always something that one cannot do that one can do that mm-hmm. make him what he wants to be.
Good point. Yeah.
Okay.
Very well.
Your wife and you, if people could understand it more better, they would come together more better and do what God wants them to do.
Okay, what?
I would have to understand that whatever God called me to do, it's got to be something there that he wants you to do too that I cannot fulfill by myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that both of us got to do together to make it work the way he wants it.
I got you. Thank you so much. You know what? This is an appropriate last call for this program because he said all the right things we want to hear this morning. So thanks for calling. So, Speaker, what's your final word on this? Final word on this topic?
My final word is, at the end of the day, it's about honor, love, and respect.
Yes, it's time for us to call it. It's been a wonderful show, people, as always. And next time Speedway is on here, we're going to be talking about African and African-American marriages, the cultural differences, the hindrances, the similarities. Exactly. So listen up, people. I'm going to be back with Speedway again, and we're going to talk about African American marrying to African, right? Those relationships, this is so beautiful. I love them.
Thank you for joining us on the Speedway Show.